You're listening to Clean Beauty Scene, episode 66, simple tips to go green that will benefit your health and our beautiful planet. Happy Earth Day. Welcome to Clean Beauty Scene, the podcast for clean beauty, eco-friendly living, and wellness. I'm your host, Kelly Bonanno, eco-wellness coach and mom to two teenage boys. If you want a green beauty routine but find clean beauty and eco-living overwhelming and confusing, I get it. I've been there. So join me each week as we clear the confusion and cover all the latest to help you go green without giving up glamour or going eco-freako. Now talk clean to me, baby. Well, hello, savvy beauties. Happy Earth Day. So as an eco-friendly coach, but also kind of hippie chick inside, this day means a lot to me. And, you know, for me, I really believe that every day is Earth Day, and that we need to be taking care of our beautiful planet every single day, and I hope you agree. But it's great that we have this day to celebrate and bring awareness and kind of showcase, you know, the things that need to be addressed. Because, look, we've been trashing our planet for too long, and we do need to make changes, and I'm so glad that the green movement is growing. So I am going to give you some tips today to make it simple, because I know that going green sounds, you know, sounds kind of overwhelming sometimes, and you wonder if you're doing the right thing, and really, so many little things you do make a big difference. So I will give you some good tips today that are going to help the planet for sure, but also your health, and that's what's really great, because there's a lot of things that are very detrimental to the planet, but they also harm your health as well, and your family's health, your pet's health, so we'll get into that. Before we get started, I do want to let you know about a special Earth Month sale that I am having thanks to my good friends at West 10th. It's an amazing app, the West 10th app. If you're not already using it, it's phenomenal. It is like a little online marketplace, basically, and it features small local businesses, women-owned businesses, and you really can find everything there from, you know, one-of-a-kind gifts to services and, like, really to tackle anything. Very unique custom finds, fresh baked goods, you know, and more, so much more. It's really phenomenal. If you're not already on the app, I definitely would check it out. But they are offering my community an incredible special. For this week, they're offering 20% off of anything in my marketplace. That includes my higher end programs and my lower end programs and services. So if you have been considering, you know, working with me one-on-one or doing my self-study, the Body Harmony Method, or purchasing like one of my workshops, or even just purchasing a session or two or a one-on-one intensive, now's the time, because you will get 20% off, literally, of anything of mine. So all you have to do is go to the app. Now, I'm going to have this in the show notes because you really have to go to the link in the app. But you know, you probably could just search up West 10th and then search me, Kelly Bonanno, and go to my marketplace and then check out my services. And all you do is message me and let me know what you'd like to get. And then I will then set it all up so you can get the 20% off. And it's really great timing because right now my program, the Body Harmony Method, is open for enrollment. And I mean, it's just so fantastic. I am having such a great time. I've had some incredible women enroll, and there's two options. You can work with me one-on-one, or you can just do the self-study that gives you, you know, all the modules, all the information. And the goal of my program, if you're new to me, is to My goal is to really help you get off the diet cycle, break the diet cycle completely, no more dieting, but still lose the weight permanently and end those weight fluctuations, but also have more energy and sleep better and feel better. It's not just about, you know, getting to a certain size. It's also really just having the energy to play with your kids, your grandkids, to do the things you want, to have that strength in your body. And also, yes, look the way you want to look and feel the way you want. Feel the way you want to feel in your body and look the way you want to look in your favorite clothes. And just, you know, what my mission is always to help you get those habits on track so they are on autopilot so they don't feel so hard. And we get your nutrition in balance so you are a fat burning machine. And I give you tons, of course, great recipes and guides and all of that. But we also teach you how to do it all so you're really maintaining a nice, steady, good energy throughout the day, every day, and sleeping well, and really managing that stress, calming the stress levels, because stress is a killer, and it just wreaks havoc on your health, your body, your weight. And of course, another big component of my program, being the eco lifestyle coach that I am, is reducing your toxic load. So if you really want to go green, this will get you right on point. Because reducing your toxic load is so vital for your health. I mean, the toxins in our environment wreak such havoc on your health, you have no idea. And when it relates to your weight, they mess with your metabolism. There are certain toxins known as obesogens that mess with your metabolism. They can increase the size and number of your fat cells. So when I say let's reduce your toxic load, I'm not just saying, oh, let's go eco and be all green and hippie chicks. No, this is also to help your waistline and improve your energy, because toxins rob you of energy. They can mess with anything in your system. Of course, many of them can lead to cancer, but a lot of them are endocrine disruptors that mess with your endocrine system, and that can cause problems with fertility, neurological problems, thyroid. I know the toxins that I was exposed to probably contributed to that. I have Hashimoto's, but I have learned to manage it in a way that, you know, I'm healthy and feel good and don't have some of the horrible symptoms because I've just learned to manage it. And I can help you learn to really mitigate some of the symptoms that you might be having. Just a healthy, you have no idea how much lifestyle has really more than 75% to do with your health and longevity, your weight, how you feel, your energy, than your genetics. It's all in your control. And that's the mission of my Body Harmony program, to just get you feeling great. You know, I felt so good, because one of my clients that I'm working with right now, she has, you know, we've worked on some of the habits that she wanted to change, you know, some of the mindless habits of eating late at night when she really wasn't hungry. So yes, I've helped her work on that. And it's so great. I love that she's like, you know what? I don't do that anymore at night, and I don't even miss it at night. And she said she's having great energy and she just feels great. She feels much better. And yes, she's getting smaller and her clothes are fitting better, but she feels so good. And just nothing makes me happier. I love it. And, you know, another client, she's already just making better decisions and getting, she's off her diet sodas. She was drinking some diet, like lots of diet soda. And now she's off of that. I've got another client, we're working toward that. She's down to one diet soda a day. Another client, just, you know, implementing, it's not about making drastic changes. It's small changes that really move the needle to where you want to be, to get off the diet cycle. There is no diet, and you're staying at the weight you want with ease and no deprivation. That just doesn't work. It backfires. I love one of my clients. She, you know, her husband will be like, oh, he'll say, oh yeah, the diet you're on, because, you know, she's working with a coach. She's like, I am not on a diet. This is not a diet. This is a whole lifestyle reset and change. And I love that. It's like, that's right. You tell him you're not on a diet. Anyway, so I would love to help you if you are interested at all. Go to the show notes and, you know, an easy kellybonanno.com/bodyharmony will get you all of the information on the Body Harmony method. So kellybonanno.com/bodyharmony. That is KellyBonanno. And for the 20% off, you can go to my site. I'll put all this in the show notes, but I have, you know, a lot of my services listed. If maybe you're not ready for, you know, you don't want the whole program, but you want one of my workshops, like my meal planning workshop or my home detox masterclass workshop, which goes really deep into going green without going, as my son says, eco-freako. And, or, you know, like I said, you might want just a couple of sessions or my one-on-one intensive. And I also have VIP days that are really powerful. So take advantage of that 20% off. That link will be in the show notes. And, you know, you can always message me and book a call, and I can answer any questions that you have. But now I want to get into giving you some good tips for Earth Day and every day. Like, let's make every day Earth Day and do our part every single day. Because really, you know, if you're concerned about climate change, I really want you to pay attention, because we got to make some eco-friendly changes in your own home. It starts with you. What's going on in your home and what you're doing affects the earth. So, you know, these people who are up in arms about the climate change, what are they doing in their own homes and in their own habits and lifestyle to really mitigate things? And, you know, I've got my own, I think some of the climate change stuff has actually been blown out of proportion, if you want to know the truth. Maybe not a popular opinion, but it's, you know, we are trashing our planet, but it's also, there's certain things that aren't as bad as some, you know, propaganda makes it out to be. But the fact is, we do need to take better care of our planet. Whatever you believe about climate change, you know, there are certain things that are not going in the direction that they should. In fact, there's so much worse than that first Earth Day. It started with the founder, Gaylord Nelson. He was a Wisconsin senator, and he was inspired to make a difference after the devastation of that 1969 oil spill in Santa Barbara, which is just about an hour from where I live. It's a beautiful coastal town. And he, you know, he was inspired, and look what it's done. I mean, it's created a movement. So, and here's a little thing that I really want you to pay attention to, too, if you're multitasking or wandering. Your indoor environment is up to 10 times more polluted than your outdoor environment. So you really want to be making some healthy changes in your home. The EPA ranks indoor pollution one of the top five environmental health risks. So let's mitigate that for you and your family, your kids, your pets. It makes a difference. So I'm going to keep this simple, just going to give you a few tips. One easy tip, and really makes it is very important for globally, is water, okay? We've got a water crisis in our world, and, you know, we kind of take water for granted. Now, here in California, we have had droughts. We have a drought right now, so we're kind of more mindful about it. And, you know, somewhere where you live, you might not have any kind of drought going on, and so you don't think about it. But you really want to conserve water. It's so sad. Really, about over 800 million people on this planet do not have access to clean, safe water in their home. It is absolutely heartbreaking. And a child dies every 20 seconds from water-related illness. You know, Water Day was celebrated last month in March. I did an article on my site. You can see that too if you want to read more about it. You know, there's 90% of nearly 2 million deaths are caused by, like, diarrheal diseases each year from lack of proper sanitation. And many of them are children under five, and it's just, the water crisis is real. We've got to do our part, and we want to be conserving water. I mean, obviously, if you're moved to do your part to get cleaner water to the world, in these parts of the world that need it, that would be fantastic. Use less water. We need to be conserving and realizing that it's not an infinite source resource. Little things you can do, don't allow your water to run needlessly. Like, when you're taking a shower, you know, be mindful of the length, you know, and little things make a difference. Turn off the faucet where you're brushing your teeth. You know, you should be brushing your teeth for a few minutes anyway to really get them clean. And there's no reason for the water to be running. And then I always say to my clients, get some steps in. Walk around your room and brush your teeth while you're brushing your teeth. Move that body. You know, don't just sit there. And, you know, here's the thing about the showers too. Even just a very quick 5-minute shower can use 10 to 25 gallons of water. So really try to be mindful of that. And you know, turn the faucet off while you're washing your hands. Just anytime you're using water, just kind of be mindful. Am I really using as much as I need? Do I really need to be using this much? Does it really need to be running right now? There's a saying that was coined in the 80s when we had a really bad drought. If it's brown, flush it down. If it's yellow, then it's mellow. So in other words, if you just pee, you don't really have to flush every single time you pee. I mean, do we? I don't think so. I mean, yes, after a few times it might get gross, but I've been doing that for a long time and it's no big deal. That saves some water, you know, saves some flushes. And another point about showers, baths use less water. Now, I'm a shower girl, so, you know, But I've kind of gotten into taking Epsom salt baths. It's a detoxifying method that I teach clients, and it's really great. It's one of the many detoxifying methods that I have in my program, but it's so relaxing and it really has a ton of benefits. So that's been making me a little bit more of a bath girl, which is kind of nice. On a daily basis, women and children around the world spend roughly over 200 million hours each day collecting water. And in developing countries, they walk up to 6 hours every single day just to get water. I mean, can you even imagine? So the problem is real. Doing our part is important. So that brings me to my next little tip for you is, and you're not going to be surprised by this, you must transition as much as you can to clean, non-toxic products. Products that you use on your body and in your home. And like I said about these tips, these are going to help your health and the planet. Now, as far as the water, what helps your health is drinking enough water, because most of my clients don't realize that when they start tracking it, they're like, wow, you know what? I'm really not drinking enough water. So be mindful. It is vital for your health. You know, thirst signals as hunger, so it can make you eat more. It even a slight dehydration makes you very tired. So if you know you're running low on energy or fatigued, drink water. So that's the connection to your health there. And when it comes to transitioning to clean products, I don't mean like an overwhelming overhaul. You know, you can do it one step at a time, but what you're using in your home, you know, the cleaning products and anything, it's going down the drain and out into that beautiful planet and harming wildlife and marine life. And then it's harming your health. The you know, you're breathing things in, and then the things you're using on your skin and in the shower, that's going down the drain. Your skin absorbs not every single molecule, but a lot of it, enough. And you're using a lot of products on your skin, several, probably at least a dozen a day, all of which each have dozens of ingredients, right? And think about all the toxins, you know, that you're absorbing each day, and it really makes a difference. And like I said, it's your health, you know, yes, the carcinogens that cause cancer and the endocrine disruptors messing with many other areas of your body, but also part of that is your metabolism. So if you are struggling, you know, or having that weight loss resistance, reducing your toxic load is a big thing to look at. I call it the missing link. And not many people think about this or even teach on it. It's a signature of my program. And it's funny, a lot of clients come to me and they're like, they're not very, you know, they're kind of interested. And then by the time they finish the program, they're like, wow, that reducing toxic load was such an eye-opener. And they're so grateful that they're on the road to that. They see how important it is for their health, but also their weight. And another little tip that is good for you and for the planet is eat less meat. Now, I don't probably have to tell you why it's better for your health to eat less meat. You know, there's been plenty of talk about eating less meat and how meat clogs your arteries and raises your cholesterol and all these things. And the truth is, from a plant-based diet, you can get plenty of protein and nutrients if it's done right. I have tons of phenomenal vegetarian and vegan recipes that I use and that I give my clients that balances their nutrition, so they're getting enough protein and nutrients without the meat. And there are some, you'd be surprised how much protein is in certain plant-based things. So it's something to think about. You know, we don't need meat to get our protein. Like, I'm not telling you have to go vegan or vegetarian. Not all my clients are by any mean, but it's definitely something to think about when it comes to your health. And you feel better. You'll feel better. You'll feel lighter. It's, you know, just to eat less meat overall. And here's the thing. When it comes to our planet, livestock production emits more greenhouse gas than it takes to, you know, grow the plants and the plant-based things. So that is huge. And livestock production uses a huge amount of land and water. Think about that. It's true. Not to mention the horrific way the animals are treated. I mean, that's a whole other topic. If you care about the animals at all, that was really the big reason that I became vegetarian many years ago. I actually went pescatarian. Not that I don't care about fish, but that's a discussion for a different day. I mean, if you think about the way they're treated, it is just. And if you're going to eat meat, I definitely, you know, eat the grass-fed, the you know, from farms that are, taking care of the animals and definitely organic. You know, there's so many hormones and pesticides and things that you know in the meats that you don't want. Now, Dr. Mark Hyman, he wrote a great book that came out a couple years ago, The Food Fix, How to Save Our Health, Our Economy, Our Communities, and Our Planet One Bite at a Time. He says that our food system is the number one cause of climate change. So, you know, because of loss of soil, factory farming of animals, processing and food waste are some of the big contributing factors. So that's another thing to consider. All right, you guys, that is all I have for you today. Just a few quick tips. You know, implement something. You know, I always say knowledge is great. Knowledge with action is where the power lies. So take at least one of these tips and try to implement. And if you want to go deeper and really reset your health, your weight, get off the diet wagon, get into my Body Harmony Method program. You can do a self-study, which is more budget-friendly, or you can do the program along with my one-on-one private coaching. And then also check out the link in the show notes that, so you can, if you know, like I said, you want maybe a session or two or one of my workshops, and you can get that 20% off. But act on it now. It's only good for the, I don't know if you're listening to this in real time. If you're not, you know, my program is open for enrollment quite frequently, so you won't necessarily miss out. And all of my services are available, but you know, since I have sales once in a while, but depending on when you're listening to this, if you're listening to this in the month of April, 2022, jump on that sale. And if you are listening to this as this episode comes out and you are considering my program, I am having an Earth Day flash sale. Bring a friend. This is an incredible deal. So in addition to the 20% off this flash sale, you can get my program and bring a friend for half off. You guys can split the money any way you want. So if you have a friend that you know wants to lose weight, wants more energy, wants to manage her stress, talk to her and get in on it. It's an incredible deal. Enjoy Earth Day. Have a wonderful rest of your day and stay healthy, be well, and be present.
Thank you so much for listening to the Clean Beauty Scene podcast. Be sure to subscribe and tune in again next week. For more news, tips, and recommendations on clean beauty, eco-friendly living, and wellness, join my free Facebook group, Savvy Girls Organic World, and visit kellybonanno.com for more resources. If you have questions or episode topic ideas, tag me on Instagram with hashtag Clean Beauty Scene Podcast. And talk clean to me, baby.